Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and this is day 24 of the dog days of podcasting. And you might be confused because you might be expecting to hear Joe, but no, you've got Nutty. So this is Dinner and a Movie, and what I do is I talk about TV shows or movies, and then I pair them with generally a food that goes well with it, although sometimes it's more my food adventures that I've been having lately. And tonight I want to talk about The Good Place. This is a show that I had been hearing about for a long time before it came to Netflix. I am a cord cutter, so I don't get anything on like TV channels. My prime way of getting TV is through Netflix, and I'm in Canada. So it finally came to Canadian Netflix, and I watched it specifically because I really like Kristen Bell. I don't know. I love the actress. I can't think of something she was in that I didn't enjoy at least her in. And so, yeah, so I was watching it. And the premise is that she wakes up in what is supposed to be the good place. They never say heaven, but it's kind of implied. And she realizes that there's a mistake because she didn't live the life of a good person, and she doesn't think she belongs there. And she realizes that, oh, hey, it's the same name, but I'm not the same person. And so she goes through basically getting this perfect existence for somebody else and meeting her soulmate, which is supposed to be the soulmate of somebody else. And she's doing everything that she can to make sure that nobody finds out because she does not want to end up in the bad place. And every time she does things that are a little selfish or not good, weird things start happening to the paradise. And and hilarity ensues. I'm not going to spoil anything, but this was funnier than I expected. Honestly, Ted Danson shows tend not to work for me. I don't know, this one kind of did, mostly because he's not the main character, I think. He plays the architect of The Good Place. And I really enjoy a lot of the secondary characters, which makes me really happy. And for, you know, one of the few times, the main character, I still really enjoy because it's Kristen Bell. And she brings such lightheartedness to the role. Even though she's supposed to be this horrible person, it's pretty great. I enjoy it. I really love it. There's like a little bit of Jeannie from House of Lies in there. And I highly recommend it. It was a lot of fun. So we're going to pair this with some Froyo because they love their Froyo. Although I'm not going to, you know, I don't have access to the good places Froyo. But I'm going to go to like, you know, one of those places like Swirls and Twirls and Sweet Frog and Menchie's and all the other places. And the independent ones, oh, those are usually the best because they tend to have fresh fruit. I like the ones that have fresh fruit. And we're going to throw in some nice fresh fruit and some granola crunchies and Pop Rocks because Pop Rocks makes everything better.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.